USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Commission on Presidential Debates announces that the second debate between former Vice President Joe Biden and President Trump will now be virtual. The Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates making the announcement Thursday morning, a week before the next scheduled debate in Miami. President Trump reacts to the news.
No, I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating is all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want. I have a host who I always thought was a nice guy, but I see he's a never-Trumper. You know, it came out that he's a never-Trumper.
President Trump making those comments on Fox Business. President Trump's national security advisor announced on Wednesday that the United States would cut its troops in Afghanistan to 2,500 by early next year. After that announcement was made, President Trump came out and said troops could be home as early as Christmas. USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by the National Safety Council. At least 8 people die in distracted driving crashes every single day. The National Safety Council is working to change that. This October, NSC and its partner, Truce Software, will observe the 10th anniversary of Distracted Driving Awareness Month in an effort to eliminate distractions behind the wheel. President and CEO of NSC, Lorraine M. Martin.
Distraction, along with impairment and speeding, have contributed to double-digit surges in motor vehicle fatality rates during the pandemic. More people are dying on the road despite quarantine. Now, more than ever, we must keep our eyes on the road, keep ourselves, our loved ones, and others around us safe.
This October, take the NSC Just Drive pledge and commit to driving distraction-free. TheZebra.com will donate $1 for every pledge taken and match 100% of every donation made to NSC up to $5,000 until November 6th. Visit NSC.org/pledge to take the pledge and learn how to keep you and your loved ones safe.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson said on Wednesday he will pardon Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the couple who drew national attention over the summer after footage of them pointing guns at Black Lives Matter protesters outside their home went viral. The pair was indicted on charges related to the incident the day before. The couple claiming they pulled out their guns in their own self-defense and they were afraid for their lives as the Black Lives Matter protesters did trespass on a private road. Members of the Jewish community in Brooklyn are protesting tight coronavirus restrictions for a second straight night. Governor Cuomo saying the infection rate is higher than 8% in Borough Park, where people filled the streets overnight.
To the extent there are communities that are upset, that's because they hadn't been following the original rules. That's why the infection spread.
The Jewish community speaking out against what the government deems non-essential business and school closures in a number of coronavirus hotspots in Queens and Brooklyn. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the road on Thursday campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona, the vice president holding a rally in a Phoenix suburb. As far as how the vice president did in that debate with vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris last night, former Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi helped the vice president prepare for that debate.
He did such a great job. You know, now it's reported Sarah did play the moderator in some of the debates with Scott Walker, of course, playing Kamala. Then I came in and I played Kamala and Scott Walker moderated. And he was prepared from day one because he knows the facts. And that's what I was saying the other day on your show to Ainsley. He didn't need to read a policy book. And that was so clear last night. You know, Kamala could not answer the question on foreign policy. She talked about Joe Biden and unity. And the vice president just nailed it because he's lived this. He's been with the American people and by President Trump's side for 3.5 years. He did a great job. He answered the military.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is denouncing a Washington Post piece for publishing a story about Amy Coney Barrett's affiliation with a Catholic charismatic group called People of Praise. McConnell, saying the secular left, says they're for progress, but they've just wandered back into the embarrassing tropes of the 1960s when some argued JFK would obey the Pope over national interest. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.